This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 129 for Thursday, November 2nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is in positive territory on Thursday morning, receiving support from comparable oils. Chicago soil and Malaysian palm oil are up, while European rapeseed is mixed. Crude oil is on the rise due to Israel's ongoing ground offensive into the Gaza Strip. The Canadian dollar is up half of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close, largely due to a weakened U.S. dollar. On Wednesday, the U.S. Federal Reserve opted to leave its policy interest rates unchanged. The January canola contract is up $10.80 per ton at $684.10. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all on the rise. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly export sales report, 748,100 tons of 2023-24 U.S. corn were sold during the week ended October 26, down 45% from the previous week and down 40% from the four-week average. In addition, 12,700 tons of 2024-25 U.S. corn were sold to Mexico. The USDA also reported yesterday that 430.1 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol in September, down 12 million from August, but up 47 million from last September and larger than expected. Brazil exported 8.45 million tons of corn in October, compared to 6.79 million at this time last year. Iran is seeking 180,000 tons of corn. The December corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.76. 1.01 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans were sold during the weekend of October 26, with nearly all of them going to China. The total was down 27% from the previous week and down 13% from the four-week average. Also, 86,400 tons of 2023-24 soy meal were sold, as well as 200 tons of 2024-25 soy meal. 1,900 tons of 2023-24 soy oil, mostly to Canada, were also sold. The USDA reported that 174.75 million bushels of soybeans were processed in September, up 3.4% from August and 4.3% from September last year. Soy oil stocks were 1.6 billion pounds, down slightly from August and last September. Soybean imports in China are projected to be a record 105 million tons in 2023. Brazil exported 5.53 million tons in October compared to 3.8 million last year. The January soybean contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.29. 275,600 tons of 2023-24 U.S. wheat were sold for export during the weekend at October 26, below trade estimates, down 24% from the previous week and down 43% from the four-week average. Little to no rains are in the forecast over the next week for the U.S. plains. Wheat exports from the European Union totaled 9.6 million tons this season so far as of October 29, down 24% from last year. Japan is seeking 113,500 tons of wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.68. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.48. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.12. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, November 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.